Rise and shine, it's a brand new day. Get ready, tackle the world in your own special way. We're here to talk politics, but don't you fret. Gonna keep it fun and light, no room for regret.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Washington Watch. Before we dive into today's political headlines, I want to take a quick moment to thank our amazing listeners. You're the reason we can keep bringing you these daily updates on what's happening in D.C. The truth is, independent journalism like ours doesn't run on magic. It takes resources, research, and a whole lot of coffee. If you find value in what we do and want to see Washington Watch continue delivering the political news you crave, consider making a donation. Even a small contribution goes a long way in keeping us on the air.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to another episode of Washington Watch, your go-to podcast for keeping up with the pulse of U.S. politics. Today, we're unraveling the latest signals emerging from the ongoing Trump New York criminal trial. The prosecutors appear confident in securing a win, with the choice to have Michael Cohen, Trump's former lawyer, as the final prosecution witness. Let's briefly touch on why this signals strength on their part. Prosecutors follow the principle of primacy recency, start strong and finish strong. What this means is that you want your most compelling witness to lead the jury into deliberation. So, if Michael Cohen is their closing act, the prosecution team firmly believes his testimony is strong enough to support their case. Cohen has been holding his own under the fiery cross-examination by Trump's lead criminal defense attorney, with the opportunity for the prosecutors to have the final words with a redirect examination. This is where the prosecutors revisit topics and they clean up any potentially misleading answers given by Cohen under the intense scrutiny of cross-examination. Indeed, redirect examination provides an opportunity for a fuller picture to be painted, given the condensed yes or no answer format of cross-examination. Now, we also want to discuss the defense's strategic decision to not call any witnesses, possibly adding insult to injury. It appears that Trump's defense team might not be able to find a compelling witness to exonerate him or to discredit Cohen and other witnesses from the prosecution. Their decision may lie in the prospect of presenting a weak witness, which might send a negative signal to the jury that they may not have a strong case after all. The defense, come their closing argument, might argue that they did not need to call any witnesses or present any additional evidence, as the government may have failed to meet its burden of proof, hence making their client innocent until proven guilty and beyond a reasonable doubt. Now on to what happens next. Once the prosecution concludes its case, and if the defense decides not to present any evidence or witnesses, there is usually some time taken outside the jury's presence for both parties and the judge to go through the legal instructions. These are crucial to guide the jury's deliberation and to make sure they fully understand what they need to find to convict the defendant. After this comes the closing arguments, and the case could be in the hands of the jury as early as next week. Of course, it's impossible to predict how long juries will deliberate. They have a lot of evidence to pore through, from text messages, phone records, to incriminating documents, possibly written by Trump himself. Once the verdict is out, if guilty, a pre-sentencing report is made to provide comprehensive information about the offender and offenses to help the judge impose an appropriate sentence. However, each conviction is also probation eligible, meaning even if convicted, Trump could avoid prison time. That's all from Washington Watch today. Tune in for another episode of Deciphering U.S. Politics, providing you a concise, digestible snapshot of what's happening in Washington, D.C.
All right, folks. That's all the political news we have for today on Washington Watch. But before you go, there's one more favor we'd ask. If you're a regular listener and enjoy the show, consider leaving us a positive review on your favorite podcast platform. Reviews help us reach new listeners and build a strong community around Washington Watch. So, take a second after this episode and head over to your app. Let us know what you think. We appreciate your feedback and support. And that's it for today. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow on Washington Watch.
Dive deep into the issues with no filter in sight, from left to right, or put it all in plain sight. But remember, my friend,